a day of high drama in Peru, with Vice President Dina Boluarte being sworn in as the country's new leader.
Disolver.
Pedro Castillo dissolved Congress by presidential decree, a move the country's constitutional court said was a coup d'etat. As a result, he quickly lost the backing of his political allies.
A coup attempt has been made, an initiative led by Mr. Pedro Costello. It was not echoed by any democratic institutions or the people. Following on from the constitutional order, this Congress has made a decision, and it's my duty to act accordingly.
It was Congress's third impeachment attempt to oust Castillo. He tried to save himself with a bold move.
We'll temporarily dissolve Congress and establish an exceptional emergency government while calling for elections for a new Congress and drafting a new constitution.
He then went even further, ordering the military to patrol the streets with a nighttime curfew. But as lawmakers began voting for the impeachment, Castillo left the presidential palace with his family. Police say he was going to request political asylum in Mexico, but instead, he was arrested. His supporters clashed with police outside the station where he was held. Throughout his presidency, Castillo had constant confrontations with the political opposition. He was even expelled from his own party. Now, lawmakers say they want to work with the new president.
She should come with a cabinet that helps to deal with problems, not ministers who will only praise her.
Dina Boluarte is the first female president of Peru. She has asked Peruvians for unity and lawmakers for a truce. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.